Well, good morning, everyone. Today is Friday. It is August 12th, 2022. This is Gary with the Idea Connect Network here in Santa Clara, California. Hope everyone's doing well. It's Friday morning. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And I just got a good, wonderful interview with IDEXO in the UK. So that will be coming up in the Twitter stream. So keep following that. It is about, it's about 9:34 Pacific Daylight Time. Let's go ahead and get started and review once again what a non-fungible token is. A non-fungible token is a financial security consisting of digital data stored in a blockchain, a form of distributed ledger. The ownership of an NFT is recorded in the blockchain and can be transferred by the owner, allowing NFTs to be sold and traded. Okay, once again, that was for my own benefit as well as that of others as to exactly what a non-fungible token is. So let's go ahead and continue the wonderful world of non-fungible tokens. We start off with how to buy NFTs. This comes from Forbes.com. You probably saw the tweet in my Idea Connect 2 at Twitter.com Twitter feed. A piece of art called the Merge, M-E-R-G-E, by the artist PAK, P-A-K, sold last year for $91.8 million. To date, it's the most expensive piece of art ever sold by .. Wow. This even rivals Beeple's NFT. And once again, you can read about this at www.forbes, F-O-R-B-E-S. .com. Okay, coming from CNET, we got some wonderful. We're making bigger press. You'll notice the new services are getting larger and larger for NFTs, and I think this bodes well for them really getting into the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. Okay, coming from CNET, Hollywood's next hit could be based on an NFT, and you'd never know it. Hollywood's next hit could be based on an NFT, and you'd never know it. John Wick, W-I-C-K-S. John Wick's creator is writing an anime based on the Forgotten Runes NFT collection. Wonderful news. It's one of many brands leaping from the blockchain to .. And once again, you can read more about this at www.cnet.com. Okay, coming from Dallas News, wonderful news coming in. Signs of the Times, 21-year-old, teaches Dallas seniors about crypto, NFTs, and selfies. Oh, this is wonderful, wonderful picture. Click this in my feed if you go to Idea Connect to it, twitter.com. You'll see this classroom type setting with some seniors in Dallas. Wonderful news. The Preston of Park Cities is giving its senior residents the opportunity to learn about cryptocurrencies. From Owen Robertson, a senior at the .. You can go ahead and read about this at www.dallasnews.com. And go ahead and enjoy it there. It's a wonderful news. Okay, and we got some exciting news coming out of Twitch. Twitch, it says, with customizable tags, now you have the power to add up to 10 unique tags to your stream. Show more about your stream with your tags and get discovered on your terms. So that was wonderful news coming out of Twitch in San Francisco. You can go ahead and click that tweet at IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com or just follow Twitch at Twitter, capital T, lowercase W-I-T-C-H. They're having lots of fun. And don't forget to check out Twitch TV on Google, too. Or you can go to www.twitch.tv. And you can see the video game stream, which is so much fun. But I warn you, it's addicting. I go in there and I can't put it down. I could stay on there for 8 to 9 hours a day. They're doing some wonderful, wonderful things with Twitch. Okay, Twitch Rivals coming up. It looks like, let's see how the bases are adding up to major battles. One team's being eliminated on day 3 of the 100K Twitch Rivals Playrust at PLAYRUST Team Battle 2 FT at Disguised Toast. So the Twitter handle, capital D, disguised, capital T-O-A-S-T, in collaboration with Restoria Servers. So at capital R-U-S-T-O-R-I-A, capital S-E-R-V-E-R-S. They're having wonderful fun over at Twitch Rivals. So click that on. You can find them on Twitter at capital T, lowercase W-I-T-C-H, capital R, lowercase I-V-A-L-S. So they're having some wonderful fun at Twitch Rivals. So, too, keep an eye on that. They're having some wonderful... Okay, this comes also from Play Mighty Hero. We got some news. Hang on a second. I'm going to grab a swig of water here. A veteran developer sees a better way to make NFT games, more focus on fun and letting players opt to play without crypto. Wonderful news. And you can read about this at Play Mighty Hero, capitalized at capital P, lowercase L-A-Y, capital M, lowercase I-G-H, T-Y, capital H, lowercase E-R-O. You can find them on Twitter, or just click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. You'll see a really colorful picture of Mighty Action Heroes coming soon. Wonderful, wonderful news about NFTs and video games. I think that world is really coming together. Just a second here, take a sip of delicious coffee. Oh, Yes Sports coming up. Yes Sports introduces NFT-based membership to over 30 million esports fans. A quick shout out and thank you to the entire team at Yes Sports for embracing NFTs and keeping them in the mainstream in 2022 and beyond. It says Yes Sports has unveiled a B2B platform as a service NFT-based membership plan for esports fans. So keep an eye on that. And you can read about this at www.nftgators.com, or just click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com, and we'll see your you'll see the actual tweet. It's got some really, they're like light blue figures with a dark background, and you'll see the tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. Okay, Wise Arts coming out with some exciting news. Wise Arts to auction iconic NFT of Antonio Banderas at the 2022 Starlight Porcelanosa, P-O-R-C-E-L-A-N-O-S-A, Porcelanosa Gala Ceremony in Marbella on August 14th, 2022. So let's keep an eye on that. It's wonderful news coming out. You can read more about this at www.globenewswire, G-L-O-B-E, newswire.com. Okay, coming out, we also have One Immortal Works to Change the Meaning of NFT Ownership coming out. One Immortal Works to Change the Meaning of NFT Ownership. This comes from Munich. Once again, you can read about this at www.globenewswire.com. And just check that out. Okay, Happy Dad Hard Seltzer releases new limited edition banana flavored with an NFT twist. Happy Dad Seltzer releases new limited edition. This comes from Los Angeles on Globe Newswire. Happy Dad Hard Seltzer has released a new limited .. And once again, you can read about this at www.globenewswire.com. Okay, Imaginary Ones to launch subsidiary Imaginary Junior followed successful NFT launch. Imaginary Ones to launch successful limited Imaginary Junior following in its successful launch. Once again, you can read about this at www.crypto-reporter.com, or just click my tweet at ideaconnect2 at twitter.com. Okay, Git Protocol is back in the news. Imagine if global ticketing could be held to the highest accountability. Well, NFT ticketing enables that. Git Protocol's ecosystem includes platforms built in their system and wonderful community, giving you a bird's eye view of global NFT ticketing. So they're doing some wonderful things at Git Protocol, and they're becoming the granddaddy and the 800-pound gorilla in NFT ticketing. And I really think that they have a real possibility of becoming a unicorn. So watch for Git Protocol. They're based in Amsterdam too. And once again, I'm still going to try to get an interview with that team as well. Okay, GameStop's back in the marketplace. Of course, GameStop's NFT marketplace to get top 10 project as part of a long-awaited gaming NFT updates. This comes from Benzinga. Video game retailer GameStop launched an NFT marketplace earlier this year. As it .. You can read more about this at www.benzinga, BENZINGA.com. Okay, Founders Embassy, too. I wanted to give them a little shout-out. I got an email from, I believe it was Ande from Constine from San Francisco. Founders Embassy is the world's first accelerator designed exclusively to induct international and immigrant entrepreneurs into the Silicon Valley ecosystem. So this is wonderful news for all the entrepreneurs around the globe. Definitely check out Founders Embassy. You can go find them online at www.foundersembassy.com. And I'm going to try to get an interview with Ande Constine, too. She's in San Francisco and really doing a wonderful, marvelous job with Founders Embassy. So we want to keep an eye on them as well. Okay, then we have some excitement news from Morning Coffee Review. He's trying out the DeLonghi Magnifica Espresso Machine. Oh, I love espresso. Roast beans from Buzz Beans 1. You can see that picture, a wonderful picture. A quick shout out to Grant at Morning Coffee Review 2 for doing that. Grant, thanks for that wonderful picture. And you can click that picture at IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com. It's got a really cool machine that says Magnifica Espresso. Oh my gosh, I'd love to have a cup of coffee from that. And they have a delicious cup in front of it too of espresso. So I'm anxious to hear how he likes that that machine. Oh, there's Grant. There's his face on the lower left-hand corner with his big eyes wide open. Wonderful. I see him on the lower left-hand corner. So click that tweet at IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com. And quick shout out to my good friend Grant for Morning Review of Coffee. Thank you, Grant. Okay, then as I mentioned, we have IDEXO. We got an interview out that's baking in the oven now. I'm going to release that interview shortly from IDEXO from the UK. Mr. Greg Marlin, who is a CEO, CTO of IDEXO, gave me a wonderful interview, and that'll be released very, very shortly. So keep an eye on that. Okay, Hello Kitty came out with an Friends and NFT collection. We have a prominent character of Japanese pop culture and world-famous icon Hello Kitty is going on an adventure through the NFT realm. Japanese, dot, dot, dot. Once again, you can read about this at www.nftcalendar.io. Shawn Michaels trading NFT cards. Wonderful news. Candy Digital NFT platform known for featuring sports and entertainment, non-fungible collectibles, is bringing NFT trading card, dot, dot, dot. So check that out at www.nftcalendar.io. Okay, Body Positive Gems NFT. Wonderful news coming out. A gemstone is just a gemstone. Like gems exist in the real world, so there are gems in the metaverse. They create the first collection of da-da-da-da. Check this out at www.nftcalendar.io. Okay, Caveman Society. Okay, wonderful news. Caveman Society is a unique collection of NFT art in Solana blockchain. They are a 2222 UGA boys in the collection. So you want to pay particular attention to this. And once again, you can read about the Caveman Society in www.nftcalendar.io. Astro Baby, wonderful news coming out. Astro Baby, duration 60 minutes. So you can check that out at nftcalendar.io as well. And I added the link at IdeaConnect2 at twitter.com. Oh, coming up the PGA this weekend, wonderful FedEx Championship out of Memphis, Tennessee. So I went ahead and checked in on the PGA Tour. The looks like a wonderful tournament coming up this weekend, and I'm going to watch it definitely on TV, the wonderful PGA Tour in Memphis, Tennessee, that wonderful golf course. And want to thank everyone at the PGA for that as well. Okay, that about wraps it up for Friday. Hope everyone's having a good Friday morning. Once again, if you have not sent me your idea, your pitch deck, your white paper, and a YouTube or Vimeo video of your idea, please do so at Gary Kohlgraf. Send it to Gary Kohlgraf, GaryKohlgraff at gmail.com. I'll take a look at it and see if it doesn't qualify for a Globalcast OS 6 broadcast. And once again, full disclosure, I can't accept funds that you raise or stock in your company due to a conflict of interest issue with the Idea Connect Network. So you all know that as well. And once again, have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and say good morning to someone. Give them a big smile and have a wonderful Friday and upcoming weekend. This is Gary with the Idea Connect Network here in Santa Clara, California, wishing everyone on Friday August 12th, 2022, a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. Bye now.